16-year-old Danny is a typically active teenager. He plays lacrosse and football and likes listening to rock music. But Danny is also part of a growing number of teenagers who are sleep-deprived.
Getting up in the morning is pretty terrible. I'm just very out of it and tired, and then going to school, I'm out of it, and through first and second period, I can barely stay awake.
Danny is not alone. Surveys show that half of all teenagers in the country are missing an average of 1 to 1.5 hours of sleep every school night, and that's having negative consequences on their performance, in and out of the classroom. While some believe that a teenager's reluctance to get up in the morning is sheer laziness, sleep experts say that's not necessarily the case. Michael Bruce is a clinical psychologist with a specialty in sleep disorders.
These aren't a bunch of lazy kids, although, you know, teenagers can, of course, be lazy. These are children whose biological rhythms, more times than not, are off.
Teenagers' biological rhythms, often referred to as their circadian rhythms, favor later bedtimes and later wake-up times. But with many school systems starting classes as early as 7 a.m., teenagers like Danny often come to school half asleep.
We have long known that the more sleep-deprived you are, the more cranky you are. So when your child, who really needs 8 to 9 or even 9 to 10 hours, is only sleeping for 7 hours a night, they are going to experience a form of depression that could be significant and could have some pretty major effects on their overall well-being.
According to Dr. Bruce, that mood-altering deficit can affect teenagers' academic performance, their athletic ability, and even their performance behind the wheel of a car.
Any drowsy driver is dangerous, of course, but especially a teenager with a lack of experience can be even more dangerous.
Dr. Bruce acknowledges that while there are other factors that contribute to a teenager's sleep loss, school is one area where small changes can bring about dramatic results.
There have been multiple research studies to now show that, in fact, when you change school start time, allowing children to start later in the morning, their grades go up by almost a full letter grade in their first and second period.
Dozens of school districts around the country have been looking at these studies and are considering ways to adjust their class schedules. Eric Peterson is the head of St. George's School, a private boarding school for grades 9 to 12 in the northeastern state of Rhode Island. After looking at the medical research on adolescent sleep needs and observing students in his own school, Peterson decided to change his school start time from 8 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. on a trial basis to see if a 30-minute change would make a difference.
What was really astonishing was how many benefits and how significant the benefits were. In the research itself, we saw just over 50% decrease in health center admissions for fatigue or fatigue-related illness or rest requests. We saw almost 35% decrease in first period tardiness. Students reported that they were more alert, they were less sleepy during the day.
And according to Dr. Patricia Moss, Assistant Dean for Academic Affairs at St. George's School, students weren't the only ones reporting better results in the classroom.
I can say that anecdotally, virtually all the teachers noticed immediately much more alertness in class, definitely more positive mood. Kids were happier to be there at 8:30 than they were at 8. So our experience across the total spectrum was universally extremely positive, and surprisingly so.
Peterson says there was another surprising benefit to the later start time.
We saw probably a greater than 30% increase in student attendance at breakfast, and of the food that they were eating, we more than doubled the amount of milk, eggs, fruit, and cereal, so kind of quality breakfast foods that the kids were eating. So they were better fueled as well as better rested.
Dr. Ross and Eric Peterson acknowledge that making schedule changes has been easier at a small private boarding school than it might be for the larger U.S. public school system. But they are hopeful that others will find a way.
In the end, schools ought to do what's the right thing for their students, first and foremost. And this element of the program is very clear, certainly for us as a school, but I think as a general example to other schools, is pretty compelling. And so I would argue that it's worth doing.
In the meantime, experts say that as we learn more about adolescent sleep patterns and exactly why they need those 9 hours of sleep, It is up to families and individual students like Danny to take personal responsibility for paying more attention to sleep as an essential element of a healthy life. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.